24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 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 Everything.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town, yeah.
It's the Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where professional players deserve professional fans. Here tonight with Money Mike, Stat Pat, and yours truly, Simpster. It's a great night. Lakers had a great weekend. Why don't you get us started, Pat? How are you feeling? What did you see? Let's get back to Friday. They played the Bucks. Today they played the Clippers. Get started. Just how you feel, because I feel
because we talked about it, the narrative, like the Lakers haven't played anybody tough. They have to, like, these games are the ones that we need to step up and show out, and they actually did. Bucks game, that 18-0 run, they did in that game. That was actually a big statement for me, because that showed us that we actually can, like, against a good team like Milwaukee, we can turn it on and be that dominant team. We play suffocating defense in that game. And then, of course, today's game against the Clippers, you saw, right from the beginning, it looked like the Lakers had this chip on their shoulder. Like, they weren't going to get punked today. Like, that was not going to happen. And I think it went from, everyone on the team. Avery Bradley also set the tone, with Patrick Beverley in the beginning of the game. So, yeah, I think everybody in Laker Nation is feeling good about where we stand right now. And, we got the monkey off our back, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. For the first time, I will say LeBron did a good job.
Okay. All right, I'll give it to you.
LeBron played a real good game. I felt like, especially today, like what Pat said, everybody got into it. The crowd was into it. It was a Clipper home game, but I would say it was probably about 70-30 Lakers. So that was good, so everybody showed out and was ready to restate the claim on who LA is. You know, like Avery Bradley played great. Kuz had a decent game. Everything was pretty. This was a game where, even though it wasn't a 15-20 point lead, you never felt that they could lose the lead. And so, because the game was being controlled by the Lakers the whole game. So, yeah, it was a great win. Going back to that Milwaukee game, they really put it to them. They definitely made a statement. Let them know that we are there, we are contending, and we're on a mission. So this is the first time I would say that I have seen, I've been talking about it all year, that are they going to be able to do something in the playoffs? Are they going to be able to win the championship? This is the first, this weekend is the first time that I'm saying, it's a possibility that we can go ahead and take it home if we continue with the same path that we're going.
Yeah, I think LeBron showed up two games. End of game time management has been a question for LeBron. He's always – I felt he's held the ball too long. He's taken a ill-advised three, but the last two games he's really played strong. Definitely seen a playoff push, a playoff intensity coming from the team. And I think that's, spearheaded by LeBron and his defensive-minded attitude. He's taken on Giannis, taken on Kawhi. I don't care who it is, he's taken on himself. And it's great. It's great. The whole team is following. Avery Bradley today, for the Clipper game, just was huge. And obviously, if you're asking who the key player of the game was, you're going to say Avery Bradley, because you expected LeBron to come in and play. You expected AD to play. We needed that third guy. My question is, can we count on him? Can we count on him going into the playoffs? How many times has Avery come through for us? Is this just the start? Is this playoff Avery? What do you? Or are we going to have to rely on someone different, which is okay as well, as long as someone shows up? You know, today was Avery, but Kuz's defense was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. But can we do we have a reliable third, even if it's a rotating reliable third? Do we have that?
You know, I think definitely, obviously, you know what? Go ahead, Pat.
No, you're good. Go for it.
So what I was going to say is your first choice definitely has to be Kuzma, you know, out the box. But we definitely have those players that can come in and impact the game. Like Avery Bradley, it could be Danny Green. We're still waiting on playoff Rondo to come in. We did pick up Waiters. We'll see what he has. So I see it being, you know, first dibs goes to Kuzma. But we definitely have players that could get that big shot and impact the game, and it could be it could rotate from game to game. You know, as long as LeBron plays how he plays, you know, on a consistent basis, he actually was playing defense. You know, he actually was affecting the game. He was going to the hole, getting people in foul trouble. You know, that's what I've been begging for.
And the Clips, he was consistent in both games.
That's what I've been begging for. Like, you going out there shooting 30 points and, you know, from the perimeter, and you're not getting other team in foul trouble, you're not affecting the game. You're going in a hole, driving through, you know, trying to get a charge or a block. That affects the game, and that's what I need for him to do. You know, and he definitely has been doing that for the last two games. So we got, 20 more games left? And let's see how far – see if it continues.
Yeah, one thing, like you were saying, LeBron James' game changed, especially for the past two games. He, like you said, he was doing – he was really going to the hole and being, you know, really driven – lack of a better word, when he actually wanted to go to the, you know, to the hole. That's one thing that I thought that was going to change with LeBron's game. That was the only tweak that he needed to do. It was almost like he was shooting these threes, and a lot of these threes, it was like he was conserving himself for it. Now, of course, I don't know if that's true or not, but it seemed like when he didn't settle on the jumper. He actually took it to the rack. He shot like 14 free throws, I think, against the Bucks. 15 against, around 15 against the Clippers. And you see him, like you said before, Mike, just being assertive, taking it to the rack, getting people in foul trouble, and that's what we need. And I think when he was doing that, people were feeding off of that because it actually showed the other team that they didn't have the personnel that they think they have to guard LeBron. Like, we thought that, I mean, there was a couple of times where Kawhi was on LeBron and LeBron was taking him to the rack. Like, it was like, so it wasn't like he's some stopper. Or, you know, when Marcus Morris was on him, he was taking him to the rack. Same thing with Patrick Beverley, he was abusing him. So it was like something clicked with LeBron, and it was like, okay, so this is how we're going to do that. And then, of course, you can't say enough about Anthony Davis and his running mate because, I mean, the dude is like money in the fourth quarter. I mean, he really shows up in the fourth quarter, money time. Anthony Davis is usually there. So, I mean, it's really good to see those two guys. And then we're talking about maybe that third person to maybe get rotated. I can see that happening. I can see, you know, a KCP getting hot and we ride KCP. Or, you know, we might not have the offense from Caruso. But Caruso didn't get a lot of minutes. You know, I don't think he got any – how many minutes?
Yeah, Caruso played. He didn't really have an impact in the game,
though. Yeah, so – but that might be one day – you know, he might be on the game and he might impact the game. So, yeah, to answer your question, Jeff, I do think we could have this rotating third person as long as the two pillars stay that. And, it, you know, and it's reminiscent of a way they're going like Shaq and Kobe used to go, like, and then letting somebody else chip away.
And there's no doubt it's all starting from the defense. It's all starting from the outstanding, absolute stifling defense. Blocks, getting tapping passes. Getting into the paint and just causing.
Well, yeah, trouble. I'm gonna tell you.
The defense is spurring our offense and giving us motivation.
Yeah, I love how Patrick Beverley was trying to, you know, he was trying to start something, but we weren't having it this game. You know, he did not allow them to affect the game, and everybody knows going to Fever's podcast. You know, I called his name out, and I was right, and I'm happy that I was not in that Patrick Beverly did not affect the game. He didn't allow anybody's, you know, to get in anybody's head, and we was able to come in, go ahead and push through, like there was a regular old, you know, not a good team, you know, and so I appreciate, you know, the effort, the consistency, mainly. The only thing my only concern still are those free throws. You know, we got to be able to make free throws at the end of the game. We missed a couple, and even in Milwaukee, you know, in the fourth quarter. So you know, we got to clean that up. But other than that, I think we're in a pretty good spot, you know, going for the final stretch.
Yes, sir. I think also, I think Denver lost tonight. They lost to Phoenix. So right now, I think they have 11 losses. And I think they play Denver, if I'm not making a mistake, either tomorrow. And Giannis is going to be out the next two games. I mean, we can conceivably, at the end of this week, be playing for the home field, home court advantage throughout the whole playoffs. And that was not even thought of a month ago. Now it's a real possibility. The Lakers with
Go ahead, sorry.
No, just saying this, the Lakers being the fact that they're going to, you know, if they get into number one overall seed, and, you know, you see Staples is going to be rocking. It looks like Staples is ready for playoff basketball again. And it's going to explode. They're ready to, and that's going to propel the Lakers to a lot of wins. I mean, it's been a while since we had playoff basketball at Staples. Mm-hmm. And once we, you know, just we're going to get another taste of it. And I think that we're going to actually use that to, you know, push far in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. You can't say nothing else. I mean, I just hope, again, that they keep this momentum, you know, keep that confidence and – we go now. I do have a question: is LeBron the MVP? I'm not there yet. I'm just wanting to know what you guys think.
Well, who is he competing against in your eyes? Then,
I mean, Giannis has been having a great game, great season. You know, I see Giannis.
Yeah, but one on one. Well, LeBron convincingly won that.
Well, okay, so if you base off that, then it's 1-1 because Giannis had played a great game in Milwaukee.
That's
so,
what
you know,
done for me lately. It's what have you done for me lately, right? I mean, memory terms are short. I mean, you don't know what you did yesterday or today, my friend.
Yeah.
you know? Okay, so the Lakers are definitely, from what I'm seeing, a second half team. Is that coming from the players, or are we seeing some coaching adjustments at that halftime, Pat?
Yeah.
You know, because they're a second half team. Is it the adjustments that are being made, or just the players that are just what's going on?
It's definitely coaching adjustments. And if you saw it today, there was a big adjustment. JaVale McGee didn't get really a lot of run in the second half. Even Dwight Howard didn't get a lot of run in the second half. He was playing Morris at the five a lot. In that second unit and having Kuzman. So he was playing the matchups, but he was also adding little tweaks to the rotation. And I didn't think that they make those adjustments at halftime and they see the film. I mean, there was a couple of times where you can see Vogel really taking his game seriously by the timeouts he was calling. He was calling timeouts that were, you know, it was up by six. I think they cut it down to four at one point. And he called a quick timeout. I mean, it was 10-5 early. He called that timeout early to stop the momentum to get us back on track. And I think after he called a timeout, we had like two steals or something like that, and like we got really back into the game. So it's I am going to give credit to Vogel. I think he has made some adjustments. You know, and yeah, give him credit for the second half adjustments and being able to be, like you said, a second half team and turn it on. In the second half, control the game in the second half.
Control it on both ends of the court, defensive right. And offensively. I mean, that's championship caliber right there. Defensively and offensively is how they're controlling the second halves of these games.
Yes, sir.
I see a little bit of a what the rotation should have been, and then they played the numbers. You know, they played small. You know, it wasn't the basic. You know, we're gonna put these people in because they're tongue. He actually, like Warren Bat said, he played what, you know, the matchups and what they were putting out there. And that's definitely what we need as far as coaching, because everything slows down in the playoffs. You know, you gotta definitely be ready for those matchup situations that you have. And then at the flip side of it, then you guys still play your brand of basketball though. So you know, so we have to. He has to figure out how to balance both. Play the matchup sometime. Also play the brand of basketball. If you do both of those things, then we definitely have an opportunity to win the championship. I think this is the first time I'm really saying that.
Yeah, I know, Mike. It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear that you're coming around. It's been a while. You was a major skeptic. It's okay. But you're coming around with us, man, you know, because I was saying those wins before, you know, stacking these wins up. But now we're getting these big-time wins. Because remember, these wins were national televised games. These were like statement showcased games. If you know we lost the game, the Lakers would have been flamed. Even if they would have split. Even if they would have won against Milwaukee or lost to the Clippers or beat the Clippers or lost to Milwaukee, it still would have been some kind of narrative the Lakers can't win against the big teams. I think now that's been put to bed. I mean, it looks like everybody's been touched now, right? You know, we've beat everybody. We can at least say that we've beaten Milwaukee, we've beaten Toronto, Denver, the Clippers, Houston, Boston, Miami. We've beaten any team that you call a contending team in the league. The Lakers have beaten that team. So that's why I know now all those wins before are accumulating, and now these new showcase wins are now actually putting people back on notice. Before, they were kind of like slighting us. Now watch. Listen to talk radio tomorrow, and all of a sudden the Lakers are like the favorites to win the championship.
Yeah.
It's going to be just that simple.
It's already on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to win the championship.
Yes, they are still the king of L.A.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I even posted, I said, yeah, but on Thursday, y'all were saying whether or not we're even really going to be, you know, get to the playoffs and even going to make it to the Western Conference. And I mean, you know, how quick it turns.
Hey, you know me.
We're not homers here, though. We're not homers on the Profanity Nation.
We called
our team. We have called out our team and said when they needed to step up.
That's right.
Well, hey, look, and all if you guys, those Profanity Nation fans, they know I'm the one that never is satisfied. You know, I always was like, no, I don't see it, I don't feel it. So the reason why I'm coming around is because they are doing what I've been begging them to do all season. You know, you guys have to admit that. I've been saying they need to have, this is the standard, and this is the, finally they have met that standard of actually going out there and winning these games and having to be in, having control of these games. You know, we still haven't had the blowout of the Clippers, but at least we control the pace of the game. You look out there, it was something different, and you could tell from the first quarter on that Clippers were not going to bully their way. They tried though.
They tried
everything they did, and we took it, and then we never let them know that we were affected by anything that they was doing. And that's all I've been asking for the team all year round, right? I mean, that's all I've been asking for. And as long as they continue to do that, hey, I'm riding them and I'm giving them their props. Can anybody say I was wrong?
No, you know, you're right. I mean, I can't say anything. Like I said before, it took you a little bit to get on the bus, you know, but you're here now, and we appreciate it, you know. And but I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, those wins did count before, but yes, now, but it's like I said, it's just so funny how the narrative changed by game. Now it's like that team before, like oh, they're going to be like, oh, Houston just lost to so-and-so. Well, the Lakers is playing against the Clippers. Well, the Lakers are now the favorite to win the championship. And it's like, okay, well, we lose two in a row. And then you're going to say that the Lakers are not ready for the playoffs right now. What's going on with the Laker town and stuff like that? You know,
but yeah, I think that definitely is what the media narrative is. My narrative is, and I said on this podcast, if we play like we've been playing over this last weekend, we could go ahead and win the championship. But that is the requirement. And that, if they want me to be in rivalship.
What is it, Michael? Is it effort? effort? Did they just give more effort, or is it just a playoff effort? Is that what they put in? What do you?
You know what? Different? You know what? It is more confidence. You know, they're playing with a lot more confidence, a lot more determination, and those are things that I felt that they weren't doing in the beginning. I felt LeBron was just scoring all these points and getting these assists. I mean, but I felt like if I was out there, I could throw the ball alley-oop to Anthony Davis and Anthony Davis some money. So that to me, for him to average, you know, damn near 10 assists a game, I'm not impressed by that because he's throwing the ball to Anthony Davis, you know, 75-80% of the time. So it's just other things that I was asking him to do. You know, it looks cool in the stats when he goes down a half court and he shoots a three-pointer and they go down and pour it on the floor and all that stuff. But come on, man, I need you to go down there, try to take a charge, try to post up somebody, get to the hole, and make the other team, the other coach, give adjustment because you're getting these people in foul trouble when they're trying to guard you. That's what I've been asking for all season. And as long as they continue to play like that, I'm riding with them. When they go back to, you know, just we going to shoot three-pointers and we're not going to get people in foul trouble, then I don't think that that's a winning formula to win a championship, and that's what I'm not going to be happy with.
All right, cool. All right. Awesome weekend. We do have games coming up. First is the Nets. Then we play the Rockets. Denver on Friday. Nets, okay, let's skip straight. I'm not skipping over. Let's just go to the Rockets because it's the small ball versus big ball versus this. Small ball. I'm personally a fan of imposing our will on the other team. I would prefer that they have to adjust to us. It seems like we tend to adjust to the small ball pretty quick, but maybe that's just because the way the game is called these days is called in favor of small ball. What do you feel about that? I, you know, Phil Jackson, I always felt he made teams adjust to us. I feel like we adjust down to small ball quite a bit. It's been successful. It was successful today. Howard, JaVale didn't get much time at all. Howard looked out of sorts this whole game, to be honest with you. He just looked confused out there. So it worked for us today. But again, we know LeBron had to impose his will on this game as opposed to our big spreading that out. JaVale wasn't really a factor. Neither was Howard. What do you feel about going to the Rockets? How do we impose our will?
You know what? I really am not worried about the Rockets at all because I was watching some highlights of the Rockets. It looked like they're unraveling on their own to me. You know, I don't think Westbrook is happy with like what's kind of going on over there. I think that's why I'm not really worried about like what they do. Because I don't think their team is going to do anything or going to affect what happens.
What about making the adjustment to small ball? Do you think? I mean, we're capable of doing it, but that's really not how our team is.
No,
how do you feel about that period?
We can't. I think if you know if they want to run, you know, we slow it down. We walk it down the court. We have to do that. We have to get them out of sync. So. You know, they can run as hard as they can, but when we get that ball, to take 6 seconds to get across half court, post up, you know, throw it to AD and get the best shot. That would get them out of rhythm. That's how we have to play. You know, we have to play to our strengths because they're going to play to their strengths. And we should not go and try to play to their strengths because that doesn't make any sense at all. But the fact that we do have Morris on the team does allow us to run with them a little bit more, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I think actually, like you guys are saying, when it comes to adjusting to the team, yeah, opposing our will would probably be the best way of going. I think that we've shown that now with the formula. Like you said, Mike, if they keep playing like this, the way they're playing right now, this looks like a team that is going to impose their will on their opponent. And it starts at the top with LeBron and him taking it to the rack and actually getting their fouls. But then, like you were saying earlier, Jeff, well, they had, you know, the defense was on point. I mean, he played great defense against Giannis. If you look at some, like, the highlights of that game, there were a lot of times where they were doing a lot of switching and kind of, like, walling him off that he wasn't getting those straight drives to the rack. And that was causing adjustments.
They were playing at the three-point line. Absolutely. It was beautiful.
So you saw those adjustments. And then also with Kawhi had a good game. Now, don't get me wrong. The stars showed out today. Like, all four of them. Paul George, I think, had a quiet 31, I think. You had Kawhi. You had our boys, AD and LeBron. All four of them had a really good game. But when it came to impacting the game, I think only thing that Kawhi did, he kept them in the game. But he didn't take over the game. He kept it from not really getting ugly. There was a couple of times where he made big baskets in the third quarter where if he was, not going to make that basket, it was going to get ugly. It still was a double-digit win. But we did that later on in the fourth quarter. But I think that, if we play Houston and they want to go ahead and play small ball, that's fine. Put AD at the five, and then you can still – control the game by taking it to the rack, getting them in foul trouble. And because that's really what it is. If you can slow the game down by getting them in foul trouble and thus getting key players out of the game versus having to chase them around and try to shoot threes against them. I mean, we can't play their game. So we only can do is just play our game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to play our game because that's what's going to get us that's going to get us to the promised land. But again, I'm not worried about Houston at all. I feel them kind of unraveling right now. Are you guys seeing that? With Houston, any unraveling?
Well,
it is D'Antoni.
Well, the bad losses don't look really good for him. And there's a couple of bad losses that he have right now, and it looks like he is going to of course lose the team. Come playoff time, I really am more worried about Denver, which I think we have. I think Jeff, that's the next game we play is the Denver game.
Denver's on Sunday. We play the Nets and Rockets first.
Yeah, so we after the Rockets, we play Denver. Now I like to look at because they're able to bang. They have Jokic. And Murray's not bad. You got different dynamic when it comes to Denver. I think they match up better. I don't think they really match up with us, but they match up better than Houston does. Even though Houston is like a wrinkle, but it's going to be the same Phoenix, same 7 seconds or less type offense they've been running with a ball dominant, guard like James Harden. So Mike, I'm not really worried about them per se, but. Going back to your point, we play our game and oppose our will on small ball teams.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We definitely have to do. I mean, we got to play our game. That's just what that is. I never understood why teams feel like they have to, get away from what they do because of what their teams do. Because that's not what they're doing.
It's not what they're built to do. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, they're like
they have that option. I guess if they feel they can be quicker in small ball than the other team, then you play your advantage. But it just depends what you've got on the court. Now, we've got, 19, 20 games left, guys. We have a 6.5 game cushion on first place in the West. We talked about home court advantage, whether that's really necessary. If we face Milwaukee, and the only team, obviously, that would have home court over us, depending on how we finish, would be Milwaukee. If we face Milwaukee, I personally don't. I mean, I think that's a 4 or 5 game series. I don't see that we necessarily need home court there. I think we can win in their building. The Clippers, I think we've already secured that. But even if we didn't, even if we met the Clippers, it's basically home court. You saw the crowd today. What were we talking? 70-30, maybe 60-40 Lakers fans there. MVP chance for LeBron. What do we do? Do we start resting, start load managing?
No.
Or do we go full gas? I always struggle with this because it's a catch-22. If you slow them down and then they don't get picked up again at the playoffs, you go, oh, they should have never slowed down. If they go full steam and someone gets hurt or they end up tired in the playoffs, you're like, oh, they should have slowed down. I guess it's just you just roll the dice and just make a decision. What do you do? What do you do in this situation? About 19, 20 games left, a secure lead. What do we do?
I don't like low management. I said we play all the way to the end, get the momentum going to the playoffs, and just and if you want to rest, sweep the teams. That's what I say. If you want to rest, sweep the teams. Period. You know, yeah. You know, take them out by four, then now you got a week and a half to rest while the other teams are battling. You know, that's you know, I've never really been a proponent just because I just don't really see it to be necessary. You know, you are a fine-tuned machine. You got all the best, you know, technology and trainers and everything. You know, your body should be made for this. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to rest, sweep the teams in the playoffs. That's what I say.
I would say, to me, it's 20 games, right, Jeff? So 20 games.
No, it's 19 or 20 left.
Okay, so just 20 games. Say it's 20, just around 20 games. Yeah. The first 10 games still go hard. Like, really try to secure that number one seed in the West. I mean, try to get the 10-0 if you can. And then after that, reassess. Because as much as I want to go and get the great best record, I do want those dudes to be kind of, you know, at least a little fresh, especially going into the playoffs. Of course, we can – mix and match how many games you want to do that. Of course, I would say the last three games, you just go hard because you want to go into the playoffs with momentum. But eventually, like, these guys are going to wear down. And, I mean, LeBron's probably played the most minutes in the history of the game. And he's logging a lot of minutes this year, too, as well. So, I mean, I just wanted to be careful because this thing could easily hinge on an injury to one of the big two. And then it's pretty much a wrap at that point.
We've got a big six-game road trip coming up starting on March 21st. We see the Hornets, the Pistons, the Raptors, the Cavaliers, the Wizards, and the Timberwolves home for one game, and then we take off to the Kings, but that's not a big deal. So that's a pretty big road trip coming up towards the end of the season here. All very winnable games, very close to the end of the season. Do we go full bore on those? I guess we do, right?
I mean, I say we go. I mean, we do have a back-to-back-to-back, you know, at the end because we had the makeup game with the Clippers. I think that's still a big game because that's the momentum push. You know, if we even it up 2-2, then we let them know that we really are ready for them if we meet them in the playoffs. If they blow us out I still think it gives Clippers a little more confidence. So in the season, I just think we just gotta go full throttle. I mean, the thing about the injury thing is you can't control that. You could go and say, okay, we're not gonna play five games in a row, rest these players, and then as soon as you come back, you have a freak injury. You never know.
You brought up a good point. Hang on here, sorry. You brought up a good point, Mike, as Pat rejoins us. Those back-to-back games with the Clippers that were rescheduled, we actually have 5 games in 6 nights starting on April 4th. That close to the end of the season. By the time we're done with that, we will play the Kings on the 4th, Oklahoma City on the 5th. We have one night off. Then we go 3 in a row. We go Warriors, Bulls, Clippers. Then there's only 3 games left in the season. That, you know, 5 games in 6 nights to end the season, guys. What is this?
That's
okay,
crazy.
So look, if you want to rest, man, go ahead and rest in one of the Warriors, okay? I'll give you a rest game. The last two we got to play.
Okay. All right. Right. What do you think about that, Pat? That didn't, you know, that reschedule, it was necessary, but it's not necessarily working in our favor.
Yeah, I just look at it like it's that close to the end of the season, and it's 5 games. I just think that's a lot. And if they wanted to start resting guys in that stretch, I mean, I would just go ahead and do that. But I would watch minutes. You know, I would try to conserve minutes, let them play like 20, you know, like 32 minutes. They need to really be careful about not low management, of course. That's like the taboo word, or what I like to say. But we actually do need, you know, to be careful because we don't want to you know, wear our guys down.
Five games, six nights.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. And
well, I gave them the Warriors. I said, we can go ahead and sit on the Warriors. We play the Warriors, then we got back to back.
Okay.
So, you know, we can rest AD and LeBron, you know, against the Warriors. We can still beat the Warriors with what we have left. So, you know, there you go. I give you a rest game.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah. The last two.
We'll send the memo. Actually, they're watching. We know they're watching. So
yeah. You know, they're tuned in right now.
Yeah, they're tuned in.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Excellent, excellent podcast, guys. Thank you for joining. Everybody, thank you for watching us. You know where to follow us. You know where to find us, Instagram, online. And everybody, we're looking forward to the end of the season, postseason push. Any closing words, Pat, Money Mike?
Yeah, well, I want you guys to know man, that we're going to – Go ahead, Pat.
No, it just feels good to be a Laker fan right now. That's all I really want to say. I'm happy. I think the whole fan base after this weekend is now energized. We're now the ones out there in the world pumping our chest out with the Clipper fans for all. See it, watch them all. Everyone's gonna be start wearing their stuff. You know, the Lakers hats and stuff like that. But it's gonna be that's what I think. I'm just happy to be a Laker fan right now.
Yeah, it definitely is good. Just want to let everybody know, on Thursday, we're going to do a live interview on the Good News Radio, Sports Radio. What you can do is, if you want to hear that live, you can download the Good News Radio app at 6:30, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. You guys have opportunity if you want to call in. Information is on the Good News Radio app. So just go ahead and download that, and you will hear Profane Nation get an interview on one of their sports shows. That's Thursday at 6:30, guys. So looking forward for you guys to call us, and we can interact with you, or you can send a message and we can respond to you over there also.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And we'll post that information for that live broadcast that we're doing on Thursday. We'll post that on Instagram. Always the best place to get the info about what we're doing and where our broadcasts are, and maybe where our live meet and greets are. All right, guys, thanks again. Can't wait. We'll see you next week. We'll see you Thursday on the live podcast, and we'll be back on Sunday. Guys, Pat, Money Mike, Lakers.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Profanity Nation podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Profanity Nation to keep up on LA sports and breaking news.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.